It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. The Army marches into our number four spot in the Swamp Swami Top 25. At the beginning of the college football season, all 134 major college football teams kicked off without a loss. And after week 10, there are just four unblemished teams remaining. Oregon and Indiana, yes, that Indiana, are now both 10-0 to take the top two spots in this week's SwampSwamiSports.com Top 25 rankings for the week ending Saturday, November 9th. Surprising BYU is coming in third at 9-0. But it's time to thank a veteran today. Monday is Veterans Day. Time to give a patriotic salute and say thank you to all our military veterans who have served this country. So let's go out and see how these service academies are doing today in college football as of this Veterans Day 2024. First, can you guess the nickname of the NCAA Division III Coast Guard Academy football team? While you're thinking about that, the Coast Guard Academy Kings Point Long Island New York team is currently 4-5 this year. The Coast Guard's collegiate name, by the way, is the Bears. I personally expected something like the Mariners or the Whalers or something like that, but they're the Bears. Now let's move up a few levels, and the Air Force Falcons of the Mountain West Conference are usually top contenders in college football in recent years. However, this year the Falcons are struggling to take off this season and are currently just 2-7. Meanwhile, after an impressive 28-7 win at South Florida on Saturday afternoon, the 7-2 Navy midshipmen have returned to my top 25 this week at number 20. Navy is going to host 8-2 Tulane this Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN2. And finally, undefeated Army is now 9-0 and holds the nation's longest active winning streak at 13 straight games. As a reward, they have climbed all the way up to the number 4 spot this week in the Swamp Swami Top 25 rankings. The North Texas Mean Green were averaging more than 40 points per game on offense and playing at home Saturday against the Army. Those Black Knights held the Mean Green to only 3 points Saturday in a 14-3 defensive struggle in Denton, Texas. Army's 9-0 mark is the team's best start since 1996. And in that 1996 football season, Army finished the season at 10-2 and came to Shreveport, Louisiana for an Independence Bowl matchup against Auburn University. The Army did lose that bowl game 32-29. Army's defense this year is the best in the land and surrenders a paltry 11 points per game. And on offense, senior quarterback Bryson Daly has now rushed for 21 touchdowns this year. Army now has 2 weeks to prepare for a Battle Royale extravaganza match against 8-1 Notre Dame. That game is going to be played in Yankee Stadium in New York City and televised nationally on Saturday, November 23rd, mark it down, at 6 p.m. Central on NBC. Next up, UL Lafayette and Tulane save Louisiana on Saturday. The Pelican State had a pretty bad day on Saturday. Though the rains may have delighted the state bird, a few of the state's football teams would like to wash away last weekend's games. LSU, now 6-3, was completely embarrassed on national television by 7-2 Alabama. Bama quarterback Jalen I Love LSU Milroe ran for a touchdown in the first quarter, and the second quarter, and the third quarter, and the fourth quarter in a 42-13 rout of the Tigers in Baton Rouge. LSU's chances for a playoff berth vanished with this humiliating loss. Last season, you might remember, the Crimson Tide also blasted LSU 42-28 in Tuscaloosa as Jalen Milroe ran for, yes, four touchdowns to lead the way. Think we'd have learned something, huh? Meanwhile, in Monroe, Louisiana, UL Monroe, now 5-4, was trying for the third straight week to win their sixth game of the season and clinch a bowl invitation for only the second time in school history. Alas, the Warhawks fell behind 28-0 at the half to visiting Texas State and lost again 38-17. And as punishment, ULM must now travel to play Auburn University this Saturday. Kickoff time is 11:45 Central on the SEC Network. Finally, Louisiana Tech said, "Hold my root beer, boys." Check this story out. The 3-6 Bulldogs were ahead by 6 points with just one play left in their own homecoming game Saturday against 6-3 Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State's quarterback ran around and he heaved a 50-yard Hail Mary, which, of course, landed in the waiting hands of a Gamecocks wide receiver for a touchdown. But somehow, Jacksonville State then missed the extra point. We have a tie game. It's overtime in Ruston. But the Bulldogs failed to score on their overtime possession, and Jacksonville State ruined Louisiana Tech's homecoming parties 44-37. Thankfully for the Pelican State, UL Lafayette, who's now 8-1, came out and flattened Arkansas State 55-19. And Tulane's having another great year, now 8-2. They blasted Temple 52-6 to save the day in Louisiana on Saturday. And as a reward, the Raging Cajuns have moved up to number 14, and the Green Wave are now number 15 in my Swamp Swami Top 25 this week. Here's a few this and that's for you. We lost another formerly unbeaten team this weekend. Georgia Tech, now 6-4, wrecked Miami's perfect season with a well-deserved 28-13 win. The 9-1 Hurricanes can still reach the college football playoffs, though, with a home win over 4-5 Wake Forest and a final game victory over 6-3 Syracuse. Brigham Young is now 9-0, and they kicked a field goal in the final seconds to rally for a 22-21 victory at 4-4 rival Utah late Saturday night. Congratulations to Indiana University. The Hoosiers are now 10-0 for the very first time in school history. Indiana held off Michigan 20-15 in Bloomington Saturday afternoon to reach this historic milestone. They'll now have the week off prior to traveling to 8-1 Ohio State for their game on Saturday, November 23rd. Here's a fun fact. Did you know that the 5-4 California Golden Bears are just 9 points away from being 9-0 this season? Their four losses have come by 5 points at Florida State, 1 point to the Miami Hurricanes, 2 points at Pittsburgh, and 1 point against North Carolina State. 9 points spells the difference between 5-4 and 9-0 for California. Wow. And finally, Kent State remained our only winless FBS team this weekend. The 0-9 Golden Flashes were skunked 41-0 at home by 6-3 Ohio University this weekend. They will be decided underdogs in their remaining games at 5-4 Miami of Ohio, at home for 6-3 Toledo, and at 5-4 Buffalo. Yes, Kent State might consider changing its name to Kent State by the end of this season. Let's check out our top 25 teams for the week ending November 9th, 2024. Our number 25 team from the Big 12 at 7-2 is Iowa State. Number 24 this week from the SEC is Texas A&M. Our number 23 team, welcome back to the top 25 to the Big 12's Colorado Buffaloes. They will be hosting 4-5 Utah at 11 a.m. Saturday on Fox. Our 22nd rated team this week from the SEC at 7-2 is Alabama. Our number 21 team from Conference USA, welcome to the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers at 7-2. On Veterans Day, let's salute number 20, Navy. They're 7-2, and they'll be hosting 8-2 Tulane Saturday at 11 a.m. on ESPN2. Number 19 this week from the Big 12 at 7-2, Kansas State. Number 18 from the SEC, the Georgia Bulldogs. Now, they'll be home for a game with 8-1 Tennessee at Saturday night at 6:30 on ABC. Number 17 this week, the Memphis Tigers. Number 16 this week, congratulations to the Ole Miss Rebels. They beat Georgia last weekend 28-10 and have moved up to number 16 this week in my rankings. Number 15 from the American Conference, the Tulane Green Wave. And number 14 from the Sun Belt Conference, our first 8-1 team, UL Lafayette. The Cajuns are at home this weekend to host 4-5 South Alabama. That game's at 6 p.m. Saturday on ESPN+. Number 13 and 8-1 from the Pac-2 Conference. They just keep winning. The Washington State Cougars. Number 12 out of the Big Ten, Penn State. Number 11 this week from the Southeastern Conference. Hard to say that. The Texas Longhorns. And the Horns are traveling to play old rival Arkansas, who's 5-4. That game will be 11 a.m. Saturday morning on ABC. Now our top 10. Coming in at number 10 from the SEC at 8-1, the Tennessee Volunteers. Number 9 this week, Notre Dame. They'll be at home for a game with 5-4 Virginia, 2:30 p.m. That game's on NBC Saturday afternoon. Number 8 this week from the ACC, it's SMU, who will be hosting 5-4 Boston College on Saturday, 2:30 p.m. kickoff time on ESPN. Number 7 this week from the Mountain West at 8-1, it's Boise State, who travels to play a tough team this week, 6-3 San Jose State, at game 6 p.m. Saturday if you receive the CBS Sports Network. Number 6 this week from the Big Ten, our top 8-1 team is Ohio State. Now at 9-1, at number 5, it's the Miami Hurricane. They lost last weekend to Georgia Tech, and they have a bye week getting ready for Wake Forest next weekend. Now our 4 unbeaten teams, that's just 4 left. As we stated earlier, the Army is at 9-0, and they have a bye week this week to prepare for Notre Dame. Number 3 this week, Brigham Young is 9-0. And they're home for 3-6 Kansas. That game is 9:15 Saturday night on ESPN. Our second-rated team, congratulations to 10-0 for the first time, the Indiana Hoosiers. And our number one team again this week, from the Big Ten Conference, at 10-0, it's the Oregon Ducks. Oregon will visit 5-4 Wisconsin this coming Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. on NBC. Once again, happy Veterans Day to all veterans who served our country. Make sure you tell them thank you this week. I'm Swamp Swamp.